So first of all, I mean, he said that he kind of tried to justify his actions by because of the mismanagement, quote unquote. But why did Donald Trump do this?
Well, we have to understand the context of this moment and then the context of Donald Trump's presidency. In short, we obviously have seen that President Trump is now trying to walk back all of the mismanagement of his administration thus far, actually, in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we've seen that scathing report come out from the New York Times just over the weekend. So this is basically a bit of a deflection at the moment to make the WHO the main culprit rather than maybe things that have been going on within the United States. On that other point of the broader context of Donald Trump's presidency, we have to understand that Donald Trump has always been a unilateralist when it came to matters of trade, when it came to matters of climate change or arms control. He has never been fond of any sort of international cooperation agreements or organizations. So this is almost like a knee-jerk reflex to pull out of these various institutions that are meant to coordinate various actions on the international level to address some of these problems without passports.
Because America contributed more than $400 million last year to the World Health Organization. It's, you know, a huge amount of money. What kind of ramifications do you think we'll see from this?
Well, you're absolutely right to say that the United States is actually the largest single country donor to the World Health Organization, along with many American non-governmental organizations and individual philanthropists. The United States actually, as such, contributes then to about two-thirds of the total WHO budget. So if we see this kind of freeze continue, and if we see basically that support that the U.S. government has been giving to an organization that already has a very skimpy budget, then we might see some problems down the line around some of the things that WHO has been doing around surveillance of public health and monitoring, basically sharing these best practices and ultimately coordinating action on the global level, which we can, you know, debate how successful it has been or not. But certainly we could agree that having something rather than nothing is always better, again, when it comes to these problems that aren't just touching a single nation, but the entire humanity.
And do you think that the World Health Organization are going to try to do anything to, I don't know, I guess this is the wrong term, but to try to win back the money from Trump?
Well, I think we are now in an interesting moment in just the kind of history of the international system, where it's all but clear that the United States is not willing to be the kind of provider of global public goods, if you wish, and that there are others who are bidding for those sort of titles, or at least trying to challenge the United States from this role at the moment. And we can see that maybe by the U.S. pulling out, we could see some others maybe trying to buy the organization. And there's this story, the parallel story of basically China using this moment to try to somehow mold the international institutions to its own liking. And this is not a new story. This is just a new kind of manifestation, or rather a new realm where we see this contestation happen.
And he's kind of considering his, you know, quote unquote war on China. He's kind of playing into their hands a bit with this. But looking internally in America, what kind of response have we seen across America from this decision from Trump?
Again, this is something that has amplified what have already been the existing trends. We know that Donald Trump is widely popular among Republicans. So for them, his decision to hold the funding will be greeted as, you know, basically strong leadership and a kind of a resolve to face off against this organization that has seemingly been ineffective. For Democrats, who tend to be more prone to supporting multilateral organizations in general and see that the United States has this role to play in the world, this is an absolutely wrong direction and wrong move to take. So it's basically playing out as expectedly in a kind of hyper-partisan way that we've seen basically U.S. politics unravel over the past couple of decades. It's certainly nothing that has started with Donald Trump, but it's certainly been accentuated.
Well, it'll be interesting to see as the election draws nearer how this is going to affect him. Guarana, thank you so much for taking the time to go through this with us this morning.
Pleasure.